One of the other big stories in football this week was the announcement yesterday from the North Melbourne Football Club that they and senior coach Rhys Shaw have come to a mutual decision to part ways effective immediately. Ben Buckley is the chairman of the Kangaroos, who was quoted extensively in that release from the Roos and has been good enough to join us this morning on The Breakfast Club. Ben, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Good on you. We really appreciate you being on. Now, there's been rumblings about the situation with Rhys for a couple of weeks now, and I'm sure you've had contingencies in place, but the decision yesterday to part ways, how much of it was Rhys and how much of it was just a conversation that you as a pairing had in the last little while?
Oh, look, that decision has sort of been forming over the course of the last few weeks. We came to a decision yesterday, but we've been in constant communication with Rhys through his manager and members of his family. So look, it's a challenging time for everyone, but the most important thing at this point in time is that Rhys gets the time to spend looking after himself, and he's been a fantastic servant for the footy club. He's a wonderful young man. The highest integrity, great work ethic. He's got a great passion for our footy club, and the players and his relationships have been fantastic. But ultimately we came to that decision, we have to move on and look forward to 2021.
Ben, just before we get started on other questions, how's he tracking? Is he okay? Is he improving? Because he's a terrific person, Rhys. So I think for all people, all football supporters, is his health improving?
Yeah, well, our understanding is that it is, but it's a personal matter and a private matter, and that's something that we all have to be aware of and sensitive to. But our understanding is that he'll take some time away from the game and work through the issues.
So in terms of planning for moving ahead, well, how big a challenge is it to get things on track now? And would the purge of the assistant coaches of recent times have happened had you known that this would have been the outcome with Rhys?
Oh, look, we took some decisions, not just in the coaching department, but right across the football department, including the medical department and our high performance and strength and conditioning department, to make some changes for next year. Clearly, last season was not a season up to the standards that we would expect, and as you would expect us to do, we made some pretty hard decisions to restructure the way we will look. Obviously, the decision in the last few days has complicated that a little bit, but over the last few weeks we've been planning for different scenarios, and I'm very confident that we'll, get the right plans and people in place for next year and beyond.
And take Rhys out of this next question, because it's obviously unforeseen circumstances. But did the panel just get the assistant coaches wrong for it all to be wiped so quickly?
Well, look, I don't want to spend a lot of time going, back in time. The decision was made and the recommendations were put forward to hire a group of assistants, and that was supported at the time. I think every footy club goes through decisions at the end of a season to see how they can improve and get better, and those decisions have been made. The people who have left us, and it's not just the people at the end of the season, we had to make some tough calls right across the club during the course of the year due to, the reductions in expenditure. So, there's a lot of good people who have had to leave our footy club and not through any issues of performance or capability. It's just that the whole industry has had to restructure. So, yep. We wish them well. There's a lot of good people and a lot of good people who have done a lot of good things for our football club.
Ben, you've been a part of business and sport for such a long time. Is this the most challenging role you've ever been involved in your time in sport and business?
Yeah, it's a really good question. I was having that conversation last night with someone, throughout my career, I've faced some challenging issues at times. I think this one's been right up there, but You know, I think, you know, we've got a really, really strong and experienced board. We've got a very capable executive group. You know, we'll work through this. We've been working through it over the last few weeks. We've got some good plans in place already to get a coaching panel together to make the decision on the next coach. So, you know, I'm very confident that we've got the right people in place, and we will have the right people in place to make some good decisions in the next few weeks.
Obviously, there are a lot of North Melbourne supporters that feel a little bit vulnerable at the moment and are concerned. What's the message that you've got for them specifically this morning about not only the search for the new coach, but also just the direction of the football club? Because, you know, we get a lot of text messages and so forth from our listeners that are a bit worried.
Yeah, well, what I would say to our supporters, and I've said over the last few days, and I wrote to our members last week, is there's a lot to be optimistic about. We've got a very strong group and a very talented group of young individuals who are coming through. And, I think if you look at the likes of, you know, Jai Simpkin and Taryn Thomas and Nick Larkey and Cam Zerha and Luke Davies-Uniac, you know, we've got a really, really promising group of youngsters. You team those up with some very experienced and capable players of the likes of, you know, Todd Goldstein and Ben Cunnington and Jack Siebel and others. You know, there's a lot to look forward to. And that combined with a, you know, really comprehensive new approach to our list management led by Brady Rawlings and Scott Clayton, I think there's a lot to be optimistic about as to where the team will go over the next few years. As it relates to the broader business, I mean, I've said this repeatedly over the last few days. You know, as a club, we're in, you know, as strong a financial position as we've ever been in. We managed to get through a very, very difficult year. We posted a very small surplus thanks to the loyalty and passion of our members and our sponsors. We've got a great opportunity with the Arden Precinct redevelopment to, you know, cement our home in North Melbourne, and we'll continue to work on those plans over the course of the next few years. So, look, there's a lot to be, more to be optimistic about on the field, and there's a lot to be very optimistic about off the field.
So, Ben, from a coaching position, obviously the trade period's not too far away and more list management decisions need to be made. Will you have a coach in place for any of that, or will it be down to Brady and to Scott, as you've just mentioned, to look after that? Because there's always that thing of, well, what does the new coach want when it comes to list management as much as what the list manager wants?
Yeah, well, I guess every club sort of goes through that internal debate, doesn't it, as to what the coach wants and what list management wants, and ultimately you've got to get that balance right. Look, I'm very confident that Brady and Scott and Glenn will, you know, get the decisions right. They've been working on our list management approach and for the best part of, you know, 12 months now, so I'm very confident that they'll get the right processes and decisions in place to make good decisions and get good outcomes. You know, in an ideal world, of course, you would have the senior coach involved in that, but you know, we've got a set of circumstances that are outside of our control somewhat, so we'll have to work through that. We'll put a coaching panel or coach selection panel together in the next few days, and that work will get underway with some haste. But you know, you've got to take the appropriate amount of time to get the decision right. So we may not be in a position to have a head coach before that. But we'll work very hard over the next few weeks to get that decision made and get the right decision made.
So Ben, just one more on Rhys. Why wasn't the opportunity or the option left open for Rhys to come back into the fray at some stage, whether it be as an assistant coach, a development coach, but it was said that, you know, part ways effective immediately?
Well, that was part of the discussions as I've said, the door would always be open to have a conversation with Rhys in the future. But I think for the time being, you know, we've all agreed that it's best to have Rhys time to go away and concentrate on some other things unrelated to football. So Those discussions were had, but we came to that decision at the end of the conversations.
Now, we have a host here on the Breakfast Club named Daniel Harford. He likes to call himself a game changer.
Oh, he also likes
to tell us he's been the AFLW Coach of the Year many, many times. He wanted me to ask you, Ben, is he on the shortlist for the new coaching role?
Idiot.
Yes, well, we've seen Daniel's name thrown about as one of the outstanding coach prospects. So you've got my number, Daniel. So, you can get in touch with me and we'll get you on that list.
Don't humour him. Ben, don't humour him. And you and I well know, Ben, I'm clearly at the top of that list already, so that's fine. Before we let you go, with all seriousness, we've got a grand final tomorrow. Who wins the grand final, Ben?
Oh, wow, that's a tough question. I think this is about as even a match-up as there's been for some time. Hard to call, but I certainly, from a personal point of view, love the Gary Ablett story. So, maybe there's a bit of me that thinks that Geelong will get over the line.
Righto. We'll put that down as one in the Cats category. So Dino's gone the Tigers, you've gone the Cats, and we're going to have Brent Harvey join us as part of our preview after the break to find out who we all think. Good luck to you and the Kangaroos. Obviously a challenging time in many respects at the moment, but hopefully things get back on track sooner rather than later. Good luck.
Great. Thanks, guys.
Ben Buckley, the CEO of the North Melbourne Football Club.